Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're back live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Command the tight end, and there is a fullback to lead the way from a Nung guy who's got a seam. And he's got a touchdown. Kyle Manunga carrying the momentum from Cincy back in front of his home fans. Dart looking to find room himself again. Blockers in front. Jackson Dart inside the 20. The ball is out, and there it is. The Bears come up with a takeaway.
The rule on the field is a fumble recovered by the defense. First down, Chicago.
It's Deshaun Wright with a fumble recovery. Jackson Dart puts it on the ground, and Chicago gets the takeaway it desperately needed.
Giants bring an extra man. It's picked up. Williams flushed.
Williams on the run. There goes. Runs for 29, and they've got it at the one.
Late in the fourth quarter, he's been great on this drive.
Clockwinds under four. End zone wide open. Odunze for the Bears touchdown, and Chicago not finished yet. Longest run of Caleb Williams' career, 29 yards, sets up the touchdown pass. And the first touchdown for the Bears since midway through the first quarter. Second down, a fake, a boot. Williams running. Say yes, a touchdown, 17 yards, and the Bears have taken the lead. A shanked punt, and then a minute later, the Bears have come all the way back and lead with a minute 47 left. And the Bears, this is the fourth time in the last six games that Caleb Williams will lead a game-winning drive, and man, it was all Caleb Williams, whether he was putting it on the money with his throws, some of them caught, some of them dropped, but overcome by him taking off with his feet. The longest run of his career helped set up one touchdown, and then it was a run of a touchdown, the winning score. Dennis Allen's defense for a lot of the day was not pretty. They gave up more than 400 yards, but did just enough to get it back to their franchise quarterback one more time. So the Bears get their sixth win out of their last seven games. Move to 6-3 on the year. The Giants drop an 11th consecutive road game.
Those were your highlights as the Chicago Bears defeated the New York Giants 24-20. It is Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday. Presented by Busey Bank, and great clips coming up next at 5 o'clock, just an hour away. We got Dustin Rhodes taking over for the pregame show. And then what a show we have, or what a day we have lined up for you here on 670. Mully and Haw take over at just after Dustin Rhodes, and then Olden Kreutz hangs out with the fellas at 7. Olden Kreutz, great stuff right there. Brad Biggs at 8. Clay Harbor at 9 o'clock. Of course, those three hanging out with Mully and Haw. Then Raheemy, Harris, Grody. I had the chance to see all three of them on Friday. I'll tell you that story in a second. Anthony Heron jumps on with them at 11. Then Dan Wiederer hangs out with the trio at 1. Spiegel and Holmes come on after. They got Kurt Warner at 3, James Big Cat Williams at 4, and then Jason Leisure at 5 o'clock. So Friday, I was filling in on afternoons on B96, and I came in a little early, and I love Layla. I love, super love Marshall, super love Mark Grody, so I got a chance to come down here and hang out with the crew. And I'll be filling in today, actually, a little later today. So less than 12 hours, 10 hours from right now, I'll be on B96, Grant. I know you got a lot of jobs. You were working last night.
I was working last night.
Yeah. So I'll be on B96 later today, 2 to 7. So make sure you check me out over there if you guys are bouncing around the dial for you. All right. But in this one, I've been asking the question all night, are the Bears at 6-3? You know what? I just realized that I didn't say the record enough. I've been asking if the Bears themselves are fraudulent or for real, when I should definitely be including 6-3. Are the Bears at 6-3 for real or fraudulent, right? I mean, fortunately, they have Caleb the closer. I mean, this is a franchise guy that we have in Chicago, right? I mean, has it been pretty? No. But can you depend on him and count on him to put up points in the... when you need them? Yes. He's proven that that's the case. For 3.5 quarters, Caleb was fine. Wasn't special. Then, when you're down 20-10, like, those kinds of moments where you turn the calmest dude into the building, into Joe Montana, I guess. You extend plays. You get to trust your guys. You lean on your legs. And despite the drops and everything, you get to walk off against the Giants. And you can pinpoint certain things for sure, as I could and I have all night. But you can't ignore the fact that Caleb Williams has the most important trait in football for a quarterback, and that is the ability to put points on the board in the final 2 minutes or so of a game. And whether it's his Houdini antics, as Ben Johnson called him, eluding defenders in the backfield, or his ability to lean on his legs. I mean, this was great. Now, of course, Jackson Dart played a great game as well for 3 quarters before being concussed on that fumble and getting knocked out. Russell Wilson comes in. I mean, but that's nobody cares at the end of the year. Nobody points to a game and says, oh, but here, let me tell you what happened, you know, that allowed for the... No. Bears get the dub, make it to the playoffs or not, whatever. It's just great. It's great. So I'm happy that the Bears are 6-3. I'm happy that they're here, but I'm curious your thoughts. 312-644-6767. You're waking up going to the gym. Maybe you're heading home from the gig. And you're saying, the Bears are 6-3. I feel good, but there's something icky that's going on in my stomach. I don't know what it is. Is it because the Bears are fraudulent? Like, do you genuinely feel like at 6-3, the Bears are not a true 6-3 team? Or are you like Benny J., and, you know, the Bears aren't playing their best football yet, so they are for real because they will continue to get better as the season progresses. Again, 312-644-6767. And speaking of Ben Johnson, let's hear from him for a second. You know, there were things that could have hindered Caleb Williams and this Bears offense, drops certainly being one of them. Olamide Zaccheaus, quite a few that were uncharacteristic, I think, of him. And Ben Johnson spoke to the drops today following the Giants' victory.
If it had been popping up in the course of practice or something like that, I'd be more concerned. But as of right now, I think it's an anomaly and something that, you know, we'll certainly talk about and address. But I don't think that's really who we are.
And it's interesting because the Bears have been plagued by drops, you know, over the last couple of weeks, whether it's Rome dropping one in the end zone or Cole or whatever the case may be. Caleb has some oomph behind those throws. I will say that. Oomph. I mean, there was one, what was it? They hit DJ Moore on his shoulder. It was like a screen pass. Brian Burns was right there. And he just threw a bullet. And like, people, they thought it got tipped. But like, no, just a rocket.
So that's how he hurt his shoulder.
that could have been it. But definitely something you got to clean up. I mean, I don't know. It's tough, and it's certainly a marker that you have to point to. But Rome Odunze, after having 0 catches last week, got targeted on the first play. I talk about it often. Ben Johnson's stubbornness. He'll be like, oh, you don't think I got Roma Dunze the ball? Watch this. First play of the game, Roma Dunze. And Roma Dunze was in the locker room. He said, thanks, Dad, which I thought was great. But Ben Johnson talked about the desire or what happened with Roma Dunze and his added targets.
Was there a more concerted effort to get Roma the ball today?
We always have a concerted effort to get Rome the ball, to get DJ the ball, to get Luther the ball, to get OZ. It's all these guys. They all have plays. And so, each and every week, Colston, Cole, all these guys, they deserve a chance to have the ball in their hands.
That's what an offensive-minded coach would say, right? I try to get everybody the ball. I'm not the quarterback, though. I'm not the one that does that. DJ Moore, no catches on the day. Targeted four times, but... Again, I think that when you're talking about an offense like the Bears run, especially with Caleb Williams, where he's not the kind of guy to target someone 15 times, the ball's going to get spread around. Certain people are going to be open in certain instances, right? It's just what happens throughout the course of a game. And in this one in particular, Bears didn't necessarily start off the best, did finish strong, and Ben Johnson weighed in on that as well.
And how do you weigh the finish, the strong finish, versus putting yourself in that position in the first place?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's. I feel like that's happened a few times for us now, and the good news about it is our guys are starting to. I shouldn't say starting to. They have this belief that we're going to find a way. You know, in the fourth quarter, provided it's somewhat close, we're going to find a way to come out on top of this thing. And it's week in and week out. They're proving that. Now we'd like to take it to the next step as a football team to where. We're up by a score or two in the fourth quarter early on, and we can shut the teams out that way. But that's hopefully next week. You know, we'll take them as they come. But once again, we found a way to win, and that's the most important thing.
Listen, you love when coaches can properly assess themselves, right? They're not operating with blinders on, nor are they trying to pretend that there's a false reality in front of them. They get it. Not necessarily starting off the strongest. However, this team has a level of believability in them where they feel like they can finish strong. And that's not just Caleb Williams. Granted, he's the leader of the team in that capacity, so you want him to lead by example. But it's a team effort that believes in themselves. The defense also, right? Needed a huge stop after giving up, you know, the field goal to make it 20-10. And they needed that, right? I mean, big, huge stop there. You saw the defenders playing well. Everyone has that level of believability. Even C.J. Gardner-Johnson at some point, you know, played so well to rack up two sacks on the day. And I'll get to Ben Johnson and his thoughts on Gardner-Johnson in just a second. But this is a Bears team that does need all four quarters until they start putting up points in the first half at a rate in which we all feel they should be. They're going to need all four quarters, and it's good to be able to prove to yourself that you can win this way. Granted, it's not the way we would want, but as fans, but it's a victory nonetheless. But I'm curious your thoughts. Bears are 6-3. Are they a fraudulent 6-3 team, or are they for real? Let's go out to the phone lines, 312-644-6767. James, what's going on, man? When you think about this Bears team after yesterday, okay, first off, after the game, were you like super hyped, like, oh, damn, we won, Bears teams are great, or were you like, oh, man, that was close?
I think I was pretty content yesterday. I feel like with this team, we just got to go week to week as of right now. And I feel like if anybody's really expecting them to go further than maybe the first round in the playoffs, you're already setting yourself up too high. But I feel like they're heading in the right direction. And, like, when they win these type of games, like you say, you can't be too excited because it didn't blow them out. But a lot of things keep going wrong. All these drop passes. This would be a blowout if there wasn't all those drop passes, you know?
Yeah.
But I would start to say, start calling them maybe fraudulent, you know, with the next eight games is what we're going to really see what kind of team they really are.
Yeah, I think that's going to tell you whether they're for real or fraudulent, right? Like, can you sneak out a couple victories against these teams? But let me ask you this, James. I mean, obviously it's week to week. how confident in you or in the Bears are you to pull out a couple victories over the course of the next several games?
Yeah, I feel like they can go 4-4, but I feel like that's kind of why I get what you're saying about fraudulent or not, because you can't really say, yeah, they're going to for sure go 4-4, you know, because after the blowout and, you know, early in the season with the Lions, you know, you want to just see them be competitive with these teams coming up. These are going to be the real games.
Yeah, I mean, 4-4 would be great. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, wow. If you can get 4 victories from this next, you know, group, that would be awesome. Listen, I would love to see the number 10 on the left column when looking at the Bears' record at the end of the season, right? Like, double-digit victories would make you feel so good about this team. And, you know, it's possible, right? It's possible. I think So if the Bears win – here's a good one, James. The Bears win 4 more, then they'll be 10-7 by the end of the season. Well, at that point, would they be leaning more fraudulent still, or would they be leaning for real? Like a fraudulent 10-7 team. You know what I mean? I don't mean just fraudulent in general. I mean a team that's 10-7, the rest of the teams that are 10-7, are they like the imposter in the lineup, or are they going to be for real at that point?
I still think the same expectations should still hold all year. If you really expect them to go more than round one of the playoffs, I think you're just setting yourself up for failure. We got too many injuries, but we've gotten so much better since last year. I think that's all everybody should be taking in, not really hoping. There's, you know, you get to these championship games, there's too many teams that we ain't beating this year, and that's just realistic, you know?
All right, then take me to the gap, right? I mean, there's a gap between where the Bears are in the present and then, you know, where they can be considered a true contender. And obviously, at the end of the season, whether they're 10-7, you know, like you said, we have to acknowledge the improvements. So what is that gap, though, between where they are currently and, you know, being a true contender annually?
I feel like we just need a couple more big players on defense, and these receivers got to stop dropping these passes. Caleb also has to start, you know, stop missing the ones that he's missing. But, I mean, I feel like every week he improves on something different, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. And also, you know, continues to build this, you know, allure that follows him, right? This story of late game comebacks and the ability to put points on the board in the fourth quarter. Like, he keeps building the legend of Caleb Williams. He just needs everyone else, including himself, right, to get better in order for them to be taken seriously at that next level. Don't you agree?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, the way he finishes, though, like, it's like you say, it's one of them Jordan-esque, Kobe kind of finishers, you know, late in the game. But it's like, was he LeBron during the, you know, the whole game? But you know what I'm saying? But he has that killer instinct in him.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. James, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks for chiming in. Love to hear from you as well. I mean, this is what we're doing. We're processing our feelings in real time, right? And those feelings are confusing. The Bears are 6-3. The Bears have won 6 out of their last 7. But ultimately, you're hoping that they can beat some teams maybe that you're not expecting them to beat, so that way they can make their way into the playoffs. It'd be great to get playoff experience for Caleb Williams, Romo Dunze, some of the younger guys on the team, like James was saying, right? Think about your expectations. Are they going to go make a deep run to the NFC Championship game? Probably not. It'd be cool if they did, if they continued to play better football, right? But you have to have other things work well together. Defense needs to step up. Caleb has to play a little bit better. The offense as a whole, right? Run game. Again, it just needs to work. But again, you feel a little weird about it. And that's why I've been asking the question. At 6-3 in the present, you didn't necessarily feel great after the Bears win. Normally, you feel so good. This one felt like Bears snuck one out, right? For 3 quarters, Jackson Dart was outplaying Caleb Williams. And then in the fourth, you had to put on the Superman cape. But what is that for you? fraudulent or for real when you're thinking about this Bears team? 312-644-6767. Of course, you're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. We got your calls and more Bears audio on the other side. Don't go anywhere. 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We're back live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
I've said it a couple times now that it does build confidence that we can. It doesn't matter how, you know, the deficit we're at. Doesn't matter how much we're up. It doesn't matter what happened throughout the game that, you know, we can come through as a team. And that's what we did today. But we would like to start figuring out as a team, you know, putting up points, stopping them, putting up points, stopping them, putting up points, stopping them. And, you know, getting to the point where we're just kind of marching down the field, defense is stopping them. We're putting up a lot of points and winning these games a little bit earlier than we are these past couple games.
Caleb Williams talking about what he's learning from these Bears victories, comeback victories. We'll hear more of him on what it was like leading that last second comeback drive in just a second. But it's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score, taking you all the way up till 5 o'clock. Phone lines are still open, ready to hear from you. Your thoughts on this Bears game. Bears defeat the Giants 24-20. Coming up in just over a half an hour, Dustin Rhodes jumps on with the pregame show, leading you right into Mully and Hall on this Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Mully and Hall have three great guests for you guys today. Olin Krutz will be jumping on at 7, Brad Biggs at 8, and then Clay Harbor, 9-year NFL vet Clay Harbor, and you can hear him today on the Big Pro Football Show on CHSN. That he comes on at 9. Then Raheemy Harris and Mark Grody. They have Anthony Herron at 11. Then Dan Wiederer at 1 p.m. That leads right into Spiegel and Holmes, who have their own three great guests for you. Kurt Warner jumps on with the fellows at 3. James Big Cat Williams, former offensive lineman for the Bears, jumps on at 4. And then Jason Leisure rounds out the bunch at 5 p.m. But in the meantime, let's take some phone calls. Again, I got some Caleb audio, some Ben audio lined up for you. But I want to hear your thoughts in this game. Bears get another victory, eke one out against a bad team. 2-7 on the season, one of the worst rushing defenses, but it took all four quarters. 5 minutes left to go. Caleb Williams with the ball at the 50-yard line puts up 2 touchdowns for the Chicago Bears, and then the defense does the rest, stopping Russell Wilson and the Giants from putting points on the board, and the Bears get the victory. But at 6-3, this team, after the game, I can only speak for myself. After the game, it was like, cool, they won, but... And I guess it's good to be like to have a team like that where in years past they just kind of sucked and you kind of just dealt with it. But to be in a position where you're like, yeah, we won, like not to be satisfied with a victory. And so I beg the question that the Bears at 6-3, are they fraudulent, a fraudulent 6-3 team, or are they for real? Let's go out to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. We got Jeff out in Kalamazoo. Jeff, welcome back to the show. Great to talk to you.
Hey, good morning, Gabe. I can't say a 6-3 team is very fraudulent.
I like that.
I'm going to say we're not very impressed with these victories, the way they're playing, of course, because these are teams that they're allowing to stay in the game or even be ahead of them in the game, and they're coming back and winning. There's issues. There's a lot of issues still. So I think a 9-8 team or an 8-9 team, if people predicted that, is about where they're at. If they win 10, you know, they win 10. If they make the playoffs, they make the playoffs. I don't think they can beat good teams in the playoffs with the way the defense is playing and the inconsistency of the offense sputtering. A couple of things that I thought about during the game, especially. I mean, they're playing with a lot of luck, too, because, I mean, with quarterbacks going down and playing teams when they're not at full strength, and the Bears aren't at full strength
point.
Either. I don't think anybody thinks if Dart's still in the game, I don't think the Bears come back and win that game today. But with Daboll, I mean, if you're a Giants fan, how upset are you that on fourth and goal, you don't go for it and get the points? I could see going up 2 scores. That's not too bad. The one I really had a problem with a lot was the 4th and 6 with like 5.5 minutes to go from the 39. He punts it. If I'm a Giants fan, I'm like, you got to go for that because that's your kill shot almost. If you get a first down there, you're going to waste a lot more clock and then get probably a field goal at the worst. And cause the Bears to try to have to score 2 touchdowns probably within 3 minutes at the end of a game, if that, or if you get a touchdown, the game's over. But I mean, somebody else's coaching is bad now, so that's good for us. I believe in BJ. I think he's doing a good job. Sometimes the game plan, like today, starting out with passing, I wasn't too sure about that. I thought he was going to come out and just run it down their throats.
Same.
Until they could stop it, and that's kind of how I wished he would have done it. The drops happen, and I had a little problem, and I think Olin mentioned this in the post game. Caleb doesn't need to mention drops. He can say something like, as a unit, we need to be better and more consistent to be a better offense in the beginning of games. This is the first game I can remember drops being an issue.
Yeah.
And he's had his own inaccuracy. So, I mean, just kind of stay away from the word drops because you're kind of putting it on people on that. But as for a team, you know, I think they are what they are. The Bears are who we thought they were, right? they're probably 9-8. I mean, 9-8, 10-7, if they're really good. They're playing teams. The division looks okay right now because Minnesota, McCarthy looks on and off, and Vikings defense isn't doing great. The next opponent, Steelers, lost to the Chargers, so they're not looking great. So you could win those games, even though probably in the beginning of the year thinking, I don't know if we could win those games.
Jeff, I think you said it best, right? I mean, you can make the argument for them being for real or fraudulent, but I think what you said, just not impressive, right? they're a team that's winning, but it's not impressing you when they win. There are certain moments, there are certain things from the game that impresses you, right? Caleb Williams' ability to put up two touchdowns in 5 minutes, that's impressive, right? A couple of catches you can point to, some defensive stops by C.J. Gardner-Johnson. I mean, those are the ones that you can point to, but you're talking about a game, right, where you're imposing your will on an opponent, where you're, you know, clear in a way the better team. And I think that's what we're hoping for and looking for in this Bears squad, is being able to put together a victory where you can say to yourself, well, damn, the Bears are good, right? Like, they haven't done that yet. And I think that's what it is. And you mentioned, obviously, no Malik Nabers, no Cam Scadabo, those guys not being there. But Brian Daboll, I think it's like, you're playing, like, we've dealt with that, right, as Bears fans, having a coach who's playing not to lose instead of playing to win. And I think that was the big issue for them there. They had two opportunities, as you mentioned, from the half-yard line and then on fourth and seven. I thought for sure, too. I'm like, Russell Wilson could complete a six-yard pass. I'm like, hopefully he don't get this first down. And then when they took the delay of game, I was like, oh, thank God. You're giving the Bears an out here, you know, to like, especially when he took the field goal and didn't, because you saw him, they showed the camera. He's like, nah, we're going to keep the points, go up two scores. And we all get it, right? As sports fans, you're like, yeah, two scores, that's right. But it's not as though Caleb, again, hasn't proven that he can do something like that. So I think that's where they should have erred on the side of caution and had gone for it. But thankfully they didn't, right, Jeff?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, to echo what you're saying, I think what we're seeing right now is flashes, not consistency. And what we want to see is consistency. So, I mean, to be the team that we want to be, and that's not, I mean, it's a second year and for Caleb and the first year for Ben. So, I mean, the third year for Caleb is where I predicted we needed to be a playoff team. And the fourth year, I thought we needed to be make an NFC championship game to make that pick worthwhile. So we got time and hopefully we see the progression, but I'd like to see less flashes and a little more consistency, I think.
Appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks for calling in. Enjoy talking to you as always. It's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. I've been asking if they're fraudulent or for real. Somebody texted in and said, I think they're exaggerated. They're an exaggerated 6-3. Okay. I can see that. Somebody from the 623 says the defense is fraudulent. The offense and special teams, the jury's still out on them. Okay. Defense fraudulent. Okay. Okay. I struggle because, again, you see flashes of everything, right? There are flashes on the defense that will make you say they can perform at a high level or they can withstand the losses of Jalen Johnson and TJ Edwards. But then there are moments where Noah Sewell just looks like, you know, the backup, for lack of a better phrase. He looks like the backup, and then you're saying, this can't be good. So 407 says the Bears are headed in a positive direction. Been a long time since feeling that way. A few more pieces, Super Bowl, maybe 3 years with some great drafting. I think that's the biggest takeaway from the season, right? Is that I'm trying to anticipate some losses, right? Because I don't expect them to continue this pace for the next 8 games. So I'm trying to anticipate losses while wrapping my head around who I think they really are, the Bears themselves. And I think that's what I'm struggling with in the present. I'm glad you beat the Giants. You made my Monday happy, but you didn't do it convincingly. So I'm not sure how to feel about the next couple of weeks when you go through a gauntlet. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. But where are you at? 312-644-6767. Let's go to George out in Chicago. George, welcome back to the show, brother.
Hey, how you doing?
Hanging in there. What did you think about this Bears game? Did it make you feel icky, or were you just flat out happy at the end of this one?
I mean, a little bit of both. You know, you got a lot of ups and downs with some of these games, man. It's like, you know, they start off looking good, and, you know, they go down for a bit looking rough. They can't score. They team can't do nothing. Defense also starts giving up points. And you just thinking they're done, and next thing you know, just make a great comeback and find a way to win it. Like, everything seems to go, like, their way for them to come back and win the game, and they're capitalizing, and they're getting them W's, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, you like seeing that. You love the comebacks. You love the fact that they're showcasing that they can do those things. But it's just about, I think our job as fans is to find out the deficiencies on the team, right? Like, okay, fine. I see what you do well. Caleb can score points in the end. You know, the defense can create a turnover. But then there's still things that listen, the fact of the matter is this, right? It's that the standards are higher now for the Bears, right? I think that's what it is, George, that the standards are higher. So maybe in years past, it'd be okay to be okay with that win and be like, woof, glad they pulled that one off. All right, see what we got next. But the standards have just increased just a bit, right? You are expected to win this game now, where I don't know that there's been many games that I expected the Bears to win over the last couple of seasons. I wanted them to win the game, George. I wanted them to beat certain teams, but I didn't expect it where I should have expected this one. I should have, you know, where you did expect this one. And then they actually went out and did it. It wasn't the way you wanted it to, but then they win it. And so that's where you feel, you know, a certain way, right? Caleb's numbers, meh, through three quarters. Then he comes in the fourth quarter and handles business. I mean, but those are the things that get you happy about the future, right, George?
Yeah, correct. That always helps out the quarterback too, getting them wins and having a winning season. But like against a good team, you definitely got to bring it all four quarters. You know, you really don't got time to slag. You just gotta, you know, start off good and finish off strong. That's what the good teams do in the NFL. You know.
Yeah, George. The Bears have four games left against their divisional opponents: two against the Packers, once against the Lions, and once against the Vikings. What do you think the Bears' record's going to be at the end of those four?
But I'm hoping at least 4, somewhere around there, 11-5.
No, I'm saying with those four divisional games, how do you think the Bears are going to do?
I think Minnesota, we could take on Minnesota, but the Lions, I don't know, the way they've been playing lately too, it's going to be tough to beat them. But I think Minnesota, that's a beatable team. But like I said, we got to come on, we got to play good football, four quarters, consistency, and, you know, put their foot in the neck and just, you know, start the game off good and finish off good. But the good teams, especially in the playoffs, win a Super Bowl, that's what you got to do. That's the difference between the good teams and the mediocre teams, you know, once it comes down to your head, because, you know, not easy in the NFL.
Yeah.
We're getting them now, but against the good teams, not going to be that easy.
You're right. Thanks for the call, George. Appreciate you calling in, man. I mean, it's what the Bears have to do, right? I think against their division, those last four games, you got to find a way to go 2-2. Got to find a way to go 2-2. Find a way to sneak, steal, whatever you got. Caleb Williams your way, 2025 Chicago Bears your way into two more victories. Because that's what I feel like they're doing right now. Finding ways to win, and now they got to do it against divisional opponents. But I'm curious your thoughts after this one. How are you feeling about the Bears? Bears win 24-20 against the Giants. And all day long, we are taking care of you here on 670 The Score. Of course, Gabe Ramirez hanging out on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday. In 20 minutes, you got Dustin Rhodes coming up. He'll lead you into Mully and Hall, who have some great guests. Olin Cruz, Brad Biggs, Clay Harbor at 7-8-9. Then Raheemy Harris Grody got Anthony Heron and Dan Weeder at 11-1. Spiegel and Holmes, Kurt Warner. James Big Cat Williams, Jason Leisure at 3, 4, and 5 o'clock. It's going to be a special one all day on 670 The Score. But right now, we are here for you, live and local at 4:40 in the morning, ready to take your last-minute phone calls about this Bears game. 312-644-6767. Your thoughts as we wrap this thing up on the other side. Again, it's Gabe Ramirez here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you.
have prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We're back live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Look, for the longest time today, like this is going to be an upset win for the Giants on the road, but they run into a wall there in the fourth quarter. Caleb Williams and the Bears come to life, and it's another late close win for Chicago.
Yeah, and I think you just have to feel good for Caleb Williams. I mean, his performance throughout the whole day was probably better than the initial stat sheet looked, especially going into the fourth quarter, but he came to life. The Giants could not get him on the ground. He faced pressure all day long, and then those last two possessions, he found himself down 10, down two scores, leads them on back-to-back scoring drives. And when they needed Caleb Williams to be at his best, we saw the best version of him.
And the Bears, even though it's not been that pretty at really any point, they are 6-3 and right in the middle of the playoff picture.
But what kind of 6-3 team are they? It's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score, hanging out with you till 5 o'clock on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Got taking your last second phone calls at 312-644-6767. The Bears were down 10. Jackson Dart was driving, got the ball right out to like the 30-ish yard line. And then that's when C.J. Gardner-Johnson ended up getting a fumble and giving the Bears the opportunity to put some points on the boards. The Bears would then get a field goal at the tail end of that. But Caleb Williams talked about his mindset after the forced fumble. Check it out.
Let's go put up some points. Let's try and score. Let's keep this momentum going. I think we need to do a better job. Just, you know, when those moments happen, when they get a turnover on downs, when they get a turnover, any of those moments, just go out there, score, put up points. It's a big momentum shift when those can happen and those moments happen. And I think we've done a solid job, but we can always be better.
Of course. Once you get the turnovers, that's what the Bears were lacking throughout that game. They get the opportunity to do that and then pile on the tail end. And then Ben Johnson talked about Gardner Johnson's impact on this squad since the signing.
When you guys signed CJ, there's a lot of question marks and uncertainty about how that's going to go. And to have him come out and just be a total playmaker the first 2 weeks, what do you think that has done for you guys and for him in that locker room?
Well, I would say this. I gave him one of the game balls, and he kind of alluded to it. You know, you get football taken away from you, which he felt like last couple months, that's his story. And now he's here with a bunch of guys rooting for him, and he's grateful for the opportunity. And so it gives you just a greater sense of appreciation. And so he's always been a phenomenal football player. I think he's found a good home here in Chicago. Our guys are gravitating towards his swagger, his playmaking ability. I think he's quickly becoming one of us. So certainly not surprised by his performance. I've seen it for a long time now.
Ben Johnson talking about the impact of the newly signed CD Gardner-Johnson. And he's made a big impact. I mean, he's filled the shoes of Kyler Gordon in a way that obviously the Bears were hoping for. Right? He can play the nickel. He can play the slot corner. It's good to have him on the team, and I think it's his energy, right? It's like that Pat Bev vibe where he's hyping people up, but also coming through in his own right, and certainly played a huge role in yesterday's victory. And that's what we're talking about for the last couple of seconds. All right, let's go out to the phone lines, 312-644-6767. Let's go to CD out in Chicago. CD, when you finished watching this Bears game, how did you feel in your heart of hearts?
Honestly, it felt great for that moment, but then like when you kind of look back at it, think about their wins, not a single 500 team. I mean, it's a nice, it looks great. Caleb's clutch as hell, but you know, it's not going to be this easy in the second half of the season.
Yeah, you're right. Thanks for the call, CD. I mean, listen, the last eight games are a gauntlet. No one can take anything away from that. Bears know that, but I think the good thing is, if you're asking the Bears themselves, I would assume they'd say the first half of the season has prepared us for the second half, right? Got some victories. You have something to play for. You're focused. You're locked in. You understand there's room for improvement. And if you put together a true 60 minutes of good football, then you can find yourself on the winning side of some games against some tougher opponents. But that will remain to be seen. Again, next game Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings. All right, let's go take one more before we get out of here. Let's go to Derek out in Forest Park. Derek, welcome back to the show.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say, you know, everybody's worried about playoffs this year, and rightfully so. We're doing well, but I think the most important part of this team this year is we're learning that we are not what we were. We're not the Matt Eberflus-led team. We have grit. We're tough. We're going to come out, run the ball down your throat. We're going to punch you in the mouth. And, you know, we may sneak away with some wins, but I think this is going to, in the long run, be the most beneficial for us. And if we can go 2-2 over these last four division games, I think that'd be great. If we go 1-3, I mean, I think it's okay. We got to remember, you know, this is Ben Johnson's first year, and it's a de facto rookie year for Caleb. He's showing signs, and from somebody who didn't have faith in him when they drafted him, I've become a believer. The kid's got it. He's got that clutch. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, I love hearing that. I guess my question for you on the way out, Derek, would be, you know, you are optimistic about what the future holds for this team, but in the present, like by the end of the season, what do you want the ending to be?
I would obviously love to make the playoffs, but I think if we're in the hunt until the end of the season, you know, and I think if we go out and surprise some of these teams that are playoff teams, playoff caliber teams that we're playing the last half of the season, I could accept that. I could live with that if we show improvement. Again, I'm trying to remind myself that this is the first year under Ben Johnson. Look at what he's done to our offense in such a short amount of time. And then to think about the future of that. So, I mean, this year, respectfully, I would love to make the playoffs. I don't know if it's going to happen, but, you know, then again, I didn't think we were going to win yesterday.
So, or be 6-3 at this point, I'm sure.
Exactly. So, I mean, Caleb's showing out. He's showing his clutch gene. I mean, his numbers in the fourth quarter are unreal. And, you know, I think that this team could come out and surprise people. If we do make the playoffs, we're not going to be fun to play. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think people are going to be lining up to play Chicago Bears. But again, that could be hold true for any team in the playoffs. It'd be interesting to see how the whole thing goes. Well, this thing went fast.
Did it?
5 hours.
Did it?
I was worried at 12:30, I'll be honest. I was worried. But here we are, Grant. Shout out to Grant Leader producing today, ladies and gentlemen.
Appreciate it. Emmy Award winning Gabe Ramirez.
You could say you're the producer for Emmy Award winning host Gabe Ramirez. You could say that.
I'm putting it on my resume
right now. You should. You need those little baby flexes. Don't forget, all day today, we are taking care of you on our Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, Dustin Rhodes taking over with the pregame show, and that leads you right into Mully and Hall. They got Olin Krutz at 7, Brad Biggs at 8, then Clay Harbor at 9 o'clock, then Raheemy Harris Grody. They got Anthony Heron at 11, then Dan Wiederer at 1 o'clock, and then, of course, Spiegel and Holmes. They're going to line you up with Kurt Warner at 3. James Big Cat Williams, former offensive lineman of the Chicago Bears at 4. And then Jason Leisure at 5 o'clock. Bears get the victory 24-20 against the Giants. They are now 6-3 on the season, looking to improve next week against the Vikings. All right, mi gente. That means my people. Hasta la próxima. That means until next time. Don't forget, later today, 2 o'clock, you can catch me on B96. I am Gabe Ramirez, and this is Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.